Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 6th of April. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is Matthew Lodge to discuss this week's local news stories. And let's look at some of the top headlines. Tech giant Ericsson's to move its headquarters away from Guildford. There's a roundup of reaction for the 1,800 homes to be built in Dunsfold. And Shepherd and Studios could be expanding with a backlot. All these stories and more now as I'm joined by Matthew. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
And good to have you along today. And shall we start then with this top story in the Guildford edition about Ericsson?
Yes, it would appear that Ericsson is going to move its UK headquarters away from Guildford this year, which could lead to the loss of hundreds of jobs in the town. There's not going to be any job cuts at the company itself. It's just that all the staff are planning to move to the new headquarters in Reading by the end of 2018.
Right, yes. Yeah, so it depends how many of them want to move, I guess, as well. I suppose Reading's not too far away. Bit of a train or drive for somebody, though.
It is, yeah. A spokesman for Ericsson said our Guildford office lease expires in 2019 and they have an exit opportunity in their offices in Newbury as well. So they're using the opportunity to bring all their staff in the area under one big roof in Reading, apparently.
Oh, right. So I suppose Reading's somewhere midway Newbury and Guildford, isn't it?
Mm.
So is there a time scale for this?
They're planning on leaving by the end of 2018. They've not said if it's going to be what particular time this year it's going to be, but given their lease expires in 2019, it should be by Christmas, I'd imagine.
Right, okay. And we don't know how many staff are involved in all this.
They've got 600 people planning to relocate to Reading, so it's a sizable
chunk,
really.
It's a lot of people, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. And we'll be a sort of dent on the local economy. And let's just hope the offices in Guildford do get re-let to somebody else who likes to move into the area.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, well, now let's go to Woking. And a school receives permission to cut down a 100-year-old chestnut tree.
Yes, this is a story that's received plenty of reaction on our website and on our Facebook page. A primary school has won its battle to cut down a 100-year-old chestnut tree because of health and safety concerns about chestnuts and leaves falling in the playground. It's at St. John's Primary School in Knaphill, and planning documents, it says it's been forced to frequently close areas of the playground for more than an hour during autumn to ensure the health and safety of children.
Well, you would have thought they could do that rather than actually chop a tree down, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd think so. The school's head teacher, Sarah May, complained about very slippery fallen leaves, which said that a member of staff had injured themselves on the slippery leaves, and that bird droppings kept having to be cleaned off the equipment that was situated underneath it.
Right, okay, yeah. So they got the permission now, then?
Yes. It was mentioned at a Woking Borough Council Planning Committee meeting by Councillor Louise Morales that she didn't think they needed to protect children to such an extent that having a tree in the middle of their playground is considered a safety risk. However, the Borough Council placed the tree in a tree preservation order last October to protect it after learning the school wanted to remove it. However, the Borough Council's officers' report recommended that the tree preservation order should be confirmed in a vote on March 20th. However, this didn't go ahead, and following the council's decision to give permission to cut it down, Mrs. May, who's head teacher of the school, said the plan is to remove the tree so we can enhance the nursery provision for our children.
All right, so there we are. A shame for such an old tree coming down. Now, a roundup of reaction. These 1,800 homes, then, are going to be built in Dunsfold. It's going to be quite a big development.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, this one, really. I mean, the plans have been plans for the renovation and redevelopment of the site have been ongoing for years, and now it's been approved by Saeed Javid, the Secretary of State for Housing, communities and local government last Thursday that the go-ahead has been given for 1,800 new homes to be built there. It's led to a mixed reaction, to be sure. The chief executive of Dunsfold Park Limited, Jim McAllister, said it was a very positive decision. He said the development of Dunsfold Aerodrome will provide homes for all sections of the community, including young families currently priced out of the area, create new jobs and deliver a range of new community facilities together with infrastructure improvements. However, it was slightly, it wasn't taken quite so well by Bob Lees, who's chairman of Protect Our Waverley, which is the leading opposition group. He said, we're very disappointed that the Secretary of State has permitted this development to go ahead.
Right, yes, but again, I guess we desperately need a lot more homes, don't we? So maybe it's the one of the least worst options. We'll have to see as that goes on. It's going to take quite a time to build that lot, isn't it?
It will do. I mean, 1,800 new homes don't just they don't just appear overnight, that's for sure.
No. Now, Shepparton Studios, they're looking to expand and restore their back lot.
Yes, those are people who live around the area and people who have long memories might remember that 6 years ago there was a backlot just north of Laleham Road where they used to film, they used for film sets. And then since 2012 that's been used for sand and gravel excavation. And now Shepparton Studios want to restore it back for use as use for sets. So under the plans, they could get permission to build 18-metre-high sets that would be temporary. So, for example, they want in 2010 they filmed Robin Hood there and used it as the set for Nottingham Castle. And this would allow this site to go ahead with that sort of thing again.
Yeah, this is a quite exciting prospect. It's good that Shepparton Studios is still thriving, actually, isn't it, really?
And it is, yeah. A couple of years back, there were rumours going around that it might not, that the future wasn't looking good for it. But since Pinewood have taken it over, they've really sort of gone ahead and said we're really investing in the area. We want to stay here for the future.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, there've been some big blockbuster films made there over the years, and long may it flourish. Now, the UK cat killer has struck again. This is terrible news, isn't it?
Yeah, it just seems to never end, really, with the UK cat killer, unfortunately. It comes up that residents have been told to keep their pets inside at night after a mutilated cat was found in a garden in Walton. Pet cat was found with its head missing on Tuesday by its owner, who reported the death to Surrey Police. And now police are now looking into whether it's linked to the UK cat killer, who's believed to be responsible for the deaths of more than 300 animals since October 2015.
Yes, it's just hope they get him. There's been quite a lot of cases around Surrey, hasn't there, over the last year or two as well?
Yeah, he was originally monikered as the Croydon cat killer, because that's where the person first sort of came to prominence. But since then, it appears they've sort of spread around the M25 and even as far away as Northampton.
Oh, really? That far? Right.
Mm.
Now, Godalming Edition's got a story about a diocese. There's no academy offers made for Green Oak School.
Yes. I believe last time I was on here, we spoke slightly about Green Oak Primary School.
We did, yes. Yes, about its future, yes.
Yeah, about its future. And since then, the Diocese of Guildford, which has confirmed that there's been no offers from academies to take over the school, unfortunately. It comes as Surrey County Council is considering the closure of Green Oak and Ripley Primary Schools, which I think has been mentioned on this show before as well. The local authority opened two public consultations about its plans on Monday, March 5th, after both schools received inadequate Ofsted ratings and after no appropriate multi-academy trust was identified to take the school forward.
Yes.
The Church of England's own academy trust, Good Shepherd Trust, had at one point considered taking the school in on the condition that there would be more funding. But it was deterred when the Department for Education said there wouldn't be any.
Right, so we're into this closure issue then, presumably.
Yeah, yeah. We are, yeah, definitely. It's unfortunate, really.
Indeed, indeed. And obviously for people living, you know, having children locally, want to go locally as well. Well, thank you very much, Matthew, for taking us through the headlines today in the Surrey Advertiser. Of course, there's far more throughout the pages of various editions, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Matthew Lodge. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.